Linkin Park singer Emily Armstrong responds to rape apologist allegations over Danny Masterson's support, "I misjudged him." By Alana Mastrangelo on September 9, 2024. Emily Armstrong, the recently announced new lead vocalist of Linkin Park, responded to allegations that she is a rape apologist over her previous support for convicted rapist, actor Danny Masterson. "I misjudged him," Armstrong said. "Hi, I'm Emily. I'm new to so many of you, and I wanted to clear the air about something that happened a while back," Armstrong began in a statement posted to her Instagram story on Friday. Image here. "Several years ago, I was asked to support someone I considered a friend at a court appearance, and went to one early hearing as an observer. Soon after, I realized I shouldn't have," the new Linkin Park singer explained. Armstrong went on to say, "I always try to see the good in people, and I misjudged him. I have never spoken with him since. Unimaginable details emerged and he was later found guilty. To say it as clearly as possible, I do not condone abuse or violence against women, and I empathize with the victims of these crimes," Armstrong concluded in her statement. As Breitbart News reported, Linkin Park announced Armstrong as the band's new lead vocalist on Thursday, which resulted in backlash from fans due to her previous support for Masterson, who was convicted of rape and sentenced to 30 years to life in prison last year. "This is an especially contentious point among fans, given that Linkin Park's original frontman, late vocalist Chester Bennington, was a victim of sexual assault when he was a child. From a lead singer who was a victim of sexual assault, to a lead singer who supports people guilty of sexual assault, got it," one Instagram user exclaimed. Emily Armstrong being a rape apologist is bad enough on its own, but the fact that Chester Bennington was a victim of sexual assault makes this so much worse, another lamented. A third commented that Bennington, who died in 2017, would not approve, adding, "Emily Armstrong doesn't deserve the platform you gave her. Unfortunately, I can no longer support you guys and I have been here since the beginning." Fans are also decrying Armstrong for her alleged ties to the Church of Scientology. "I want to back you guys, but the Scientology aka rape apologist mental health care is a fallacy cult ties of your new singer need to be addressed," another said. "If that's what she stands with, I can't support the band anymore, especially given Chester's life struggles concerning sexual abuse and mental health. Y'all need to address Emily's ties to Danny Masterson and Scientology," another fan echoed. Funny how Linkin Park's new lead singer Emily Armstrong is a known member of the infamous Scientology cult and showed up to support Danny Masterson at his trial in 2022, where he was accused and was later found guilty of two counts of rape, another wrote. "This is disappointing as hell, man. Why the fuck most famous people have to be weird as fuck? Damn, dude, like, just be a normal person, condone rape and don't get into weird ass cults. Is it that freaking hard? Fuck," another commented. "Fucking yikes. I knew nothing about her prior to yesterday, but this is more than enough to not support this new era of Linkin Park. Hopefully she's not the permanent lead," another reacted. Should also be noted that Chester Bennington was a victim of sexual abuse as a child, which makes this replacement choice feel especially gross, another pointed out. Another wrote that even if you don't believe in the Danny Masterson stuff, Armstrong is still a member of Scientology, which believes mental illness is a fraud and that psychiatrists are criminals, adding, "That alone makes it insidious. She's Chester Bennington's successor." Emily Armstrong is a Scientologist who was best friends with and defended Danny Masterson. Chester Bennington was sexually abused as a kid, who ultimately committed suicide while battling these demons. How is any of this okay? Chester is probably rolling in his own grave, another asserted. As Breitbart News reported, Bennington died at the age of 41 on July 20, 2017 after committing suicide by hanging. Notably, the In the End singer had previously spoken about his history of abuse by an older male, which he said led him to thoughts of suicide. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.